IVM. You're listening to the podcast presented by the Daily Pal.
Pranati,
Amit,
and Purva,
and we're from the Daily Pow, a Bombay-specific food and culture platform, and this is our weekly podcast,
The Poudcast.
Now, the reason we said The Poudcast together after a very long time is because this is our 100th episode.
Yay!
And it is also our last episode for the near future. We're going to be taking a bit of a break. This episode is an installment of Bombay Binge, in which we talk about food in the city. And we're going to be giving you a heads up on all the new restaurants that are opening in Bombay. So stay tuned for Bombay Binge.
Bombay Binge.
So this episode is an installment of Bombay Binge, in which we talk about food in the city, and we're going to be talking about all the new restaurants that you can look forward to in 2018.
And the reason why we've chosen this for our 100th episode and possibly last episode is because it's been one of the most popular sort of themes that we've run over the past couple of years. I think we did this in 2016 and in 2017. Restaurants to look forward to is always very popular, both on our website and on the podcast.
Yeah, and we've got a bumper list of restaurants which will keep you going for many, many months.
A lot of them have actually already opened. Jan has been, it's a super busy month for openings, like every year. But we're going to start with the year's biggest or most anticipated openings. I think on the top of that list is undoubtedly Ministry of Crab. It's been in the news already. You may have already...
It's been everywhere. Mumbai Mirror's page 2 at least 3 times, yeah. If not more.
Yeah, so if you're, you know, familiar at all with Sri Lanka, you'll know that it's Colombo's most popular restaurant.
It's one of the best restaurants in the world, in Asia actually,
according to the Asia's Best Restaurant list. 50 Best Restaurant list, and... I haven't eaten there yet. I don't know about any of either of you.
I have eaten there.
It's
pretty good. I mean, I'm actually not super big on seafood, so I'm probably not the best person to judge it. But yeah, it is pretty good.
So the restaurant, for those of you who may not know, is owned by a chef called Darshan Munidasa. And he co-owns it with cricketers Kumara Sangakkara and Mahila Jayawardhane. And Ministry is being brought down here by Gourmet Investments, which is the company that runs the Pizza Express chain. And the Pizza Express chain also has launched some sort of a sister brand, which are the projects,
they're calling them hyper local, but for instance they've done the Bandra project, which is themed around Bandra, but they've also got something called the Runway project in Lower Parel, in Phoenix Mills. I suppose because they're in a mall, they're calling this the fashion,
surrounded by clothes stores.
So they've got it down, and you know, you can expect Ministry of Crab signature dishes like the black pepper crab and the chili crab. We don't yet know the location of the restaurant. They're yet to finalize that, so people are sort of waiting
but
for that
said
announcement.
But June is around when they're going to open, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and what they've said so far in the press is that they're going to be sourcing local seafood. They're not going to be importing anything, or largely not importing. So, you know, it may not taste exactly the same as it tastes in Sri Lanka, because, I mean, the crab that you get here may not be the same as the crab that you get there, but whatever, it's all about the flavor and, you know, their methods. So yeah, people are definitely looking forward to that.
Then there's Ananda Solomon, who is the former executive chef of the Vivanta by Taj President in Cuff Parade. He retired after a 25-year stint there, and he's scouting for a venue for his first standalone. So he's basically going the way of his chef contemporary, Hemant Oberoi, who launched his first standalone fine dining last year. And what we know so far is that Solomon's restaurant will have a mix of Thai, Italian, and Konkani fare. And this is also because this is the food he sort of championed at the Taj.
Right, with Thai Pavilion and Konkan Cafe.
And Trattoria.
And Trattoria. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. He's actually combining
the three.
So basically
the menu is going to be his greatest hits. Pretty much like how
I kind of wish it wasn't though.
Yeah, because, I wish he'd chosen any one, either one. Maybe Konkan would be a great
pick. Yeah, because
pick.
This kind of sounds like a multi-cuisine place.
It's
three cuisines, but it sounds like multi-cuisine, which has, bad...
But I think in this way, he's also avoiding kind of people saying, oh, you've just copied one of the other, like, Taj establishments and replicated it. Now he's doing his personal, whatever, best of.
Yeah.
Right.
Another chef who is going to have his own standalone is Rahul Akerkar. Now, this has also been in the news for a couple of years now. I think there has been a lot of speculation about what Akerkar would do post his post-parting with De Gustavus Hospitality, which is what he started when he set up Indigo.
And he had a non-compete clause for many years, so it's finally over.
Yeah, and all I know, all what I kept track of Akerkar was that he's been traveling a fair bit. So Akerkar mentioned that it's going to be a Mediterranean-inspired restaurant. We also know that it's going to be in Loparel at the Lodha World One, and it's going to be, sprawled over 4,000 square feet, and it's being designed by Kapil Gupta, who has designed Tote on the Turf in Mahalakshmi Racecourse, and he also worked
on
Blue Frog.
Before
it closed down. So according to Architectural Digest, some of the dishes on his menu are roasted pork belly with pickled baby root vegetables, creamed green apple, choucroute and mustard bourguignon sauce. There's also pan-roasted mackerel with charred cauliflower puree, caramelized fennel and salsa verde with capers, mint and preserved lemon. So yeah, Akerkar's place is expected to open around May or May end is what he said.
And then De Gustavus Hospitality, the company that Akerkar founded and then he parted ways from 2 years ago, is going to be opening Neil, which is a chain of Indian restaurants. Neil, when it started, served Avadhi cuisine, focused on Avadhi cuisine, and it has since then expanded its menu. And they serve things like squid sukka, samosa curry, meen moili, ratalu tikki, and even a bento-style thali. And
so Neil is opening in Nariman Point?
That's right.
And
Nariman Point's also recently where De Gustavus has opened up a food court. They've taken over the food court there where it used to be near the Inox. There and so they're coming up with a couple of new concepts for that. One is, I think,
so they've rebranded the food court. They call it 11 now.
Oh, okay.
And in among those 11 restaurants, they have two, which is the Indigo Burger Project, which sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, that sounds like the most exciting thing on their list.
So basically a quick service stop where you can pick up stuff like Sloppy Joe Burger with Old Monk infused chicken. There's the Kolhapuri burger, crunchy burger with cottage cheese. And they're also opening something called Dakshin Rasoi, which is basically South Indian with a little bit of a twist. There's, you can expect dishes like the morel dosa with porcini and chestnut ragu. There's green garlic dosa with tofu, bok choy, peanuts and basil pesto. And they also offer a basil dosa with corn and ratatouille.
I'm actually quite excited about this.
This Dakshin Rasoi?
Yeah, because I'm a fan of dosa and...
this sounds highly fusion though.
Yeah,
it does sound
very
highly fusion.
This sounds like
that place in
like Vashi or something that served like 101 dosas.
Yeah.
Every possible permutation
and
combination.
You can put pretty much anything into a dosa.
Yeah, because it's a crepe. I agree.
Because it's a crepe and it'll taste pretty good.
Yeah, so...
And De Gustavus hasn't done. They're going to be opening Indigo Delhi in Juhu, which already has 11 branches. They're going to be opening in Juhu, and this one's going to have a live tapas station and a bar. A bar is a pretty new thing for Indigo Delhi, so that's something to look
forward
to.
Yeah, I mean, they serve alcohol at all the restaurants, but they don't have a bar.
Yeah, I mean that's what they've done with Tote, right? Tote is like the only bar they've got, and Indigo is sort of like a bar restaurant hybrid. Yeah, and another bar restaurant is Olive, and they are the group that runs that, AD Singh. He's also has a pretty packed year ahead.
Yeah, so what Olive is doing is that they're working on a sub-brand, which is going to be sort of focused on creating a chain of cafes is all we know for now. And the cafe will first launch in Delhi and then come to Bombay. This is all towards the end of the year. And they're also sort of expanding Hello Guppy in Bombay. Guppy is like their casual dining Japanese restaurant in BKC, and that's coming to South Bombay. And so is Soda Bottle Opener Wala, which is their Parsi restaurant. But it's not going to be called Soda Bottle Opener Wala. It's going to be like a sub-brand of Soda Bottle Opener Wala. So these are the few bare details we have about...
And that's going to open in South Bombay also, where they just open actually Soda Bottle Opener Wala.
I mean, they just open in Phoenix Mills.
And yeah, I mean, continuing with the Olive Group, you know, they shut down their... the branch in Mahalakshmi last year, and that's already been replaced. It's one of the restaurants that's already opened. It's called Kiba, and this is a Southeast Asian restaurant which has got it's got four partners, and two of them have opened other restaurants. Neeti Goyal has something called Masala Diaries in Bandra. It's a vegetarian South Indian restaurant. And then there's Suren Joshi, who runs Sukasa, which again is this popular, it's in Bandra Reclamation. It's popular both as a bar and as a restaurant.
Yeah, he's also the owner of the I Think Fitness.
He's also the owner of I Think Fitness Cafe and Gym. And Sukasa does sort of like Mediterranean fare, right?
Yes. But what's really exciting about Kiba is that it's got Sifa Kechayo and Karan Bane. And they're the chef and co-owners of The Blue, which is a really cool, Thai and Japanese restaurant in Bandra. They do great food. And these guys are going to be, you know, behind the kitchen at Kiba.
Well, they actually consult. The train of chefs at Kiba trained under Sifa and Bane.
Okay.
So still exciting because, yeah, you know, their food...
The food is so good and it's so consistent.
Yeah. So that's Kiba. It's already opened, like we mentioned. Another replacement, talking about replacements, Ellipsis in Colaba has been replaced by something called the Urban Foundry, which is a spot from Pune, and it's like an upscale Indian restaurant. So in Pune, it's primarily an Indian restaurant, but here they've expanded the menu to include Southeast Asian dishes, and they have like a pretty sort of lavish bar as well, so to keep up the sort of split level space that Ellipsis had.
Yeah, and speaking of bars, something to get excited about, and also, I mean, not an exact replacement, but more like a takeover, Bombay Vintage in Colaba, which is kind of like a jinx spot, because before that it was something called Culture Curry, which actually did some pretty decent seafood. But like, it hasn't really had a great run. But they've got the guys from Neighborhood Hospitality have basically taken it over. You know, Neighborhood runs Woodside Inn and Pantry. And I think if anybody can revive this spot, it's them.
Yeah, it's actually just something to watch out for. Like, I'm interested in what they're going to do, because it's their first sort of shot at Indian dining, you know. So they have the Pantry, they have Woodside, and both of them have pretty much Conti fare. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. What we do know that it's because it's an ode to Bombay, they're going to sort of offer a lot of the cuisines that are popular here. So you can expect like a bit of Malvani, a bit of Parsi food on that menu. So yeah, definitely Bombay Vintage is one to look out for.
And the other Indian restaurant that's going to open is Porto and Poi at the Royal Garden Hotel in Juhu. And the man behind this is Gracian D'Souza, who used to be the chef at Impresario Hospitality, the company that owns the social chain of bars and restaurants, as well as Saltwater Cafe. And this is going to offer Goan and Portuguese-inspired food. So you can expect Goan Sorpatel, Cafrial, Vindaloo, Rechad, Jacuti, and Portuguese items such as feijoada, cabidela, etc., etc.
Do you want to just tell people what those are? Feijoada is a pork and bean stew, which somebody in Bandra makes, apparently. I remember us writing about this. And cabidela, which is a chicken and offal stew. You know, it's interesting that Goan food is suddenly having its moment after O Pedro, which is opened by the Bombay Canteen guys. Yeah.
And the other Indian restaurant is Umrao, which is at the Courtyard by Marriott in Andheri East. And this is a modern Indian restaurant that will serve pre-plated food inspired by Awadhi cuisine. And it's being led by the former chef of Neil, the Degastapa's restaurant that was famous for serving Awadhi food.
Which we mentioned a little earlier.
Speaking about, five-star restaurants. Jamjoji. Now, if you're familiar with the Bandra Diningscape, Jamjoji used to be like this really cute, small Parsi restaurant at Bandra Reclamation. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it. One of Bandra's few and only before soda bottle open. Bottle opener, newer Parsi restaurants. So Jamjoji shut down unexpectedly. And what I've heard is that they're soon going to reopen at the JW Marriott in Sahar, at the Sahar airport. And so it's by the same owners, but obviously it's going to, we can expect like a larger scale and maybe an expanded menu.
And hopefully it'll last.
Yeah, it's a, it, you know, a new thing for a Parsi restaurant to open inside a hotel, actually.
And like
so,
something that wasn't actually like a fine dining space. It was pretty much like a very homely
kind of home-style family dining.
Yeah, it's totally changed. You know, not much, we've not really talked about the bar scene, but there's something coming up in Khar called the Loony, the Lover and the Poet.
Yeah, it's an interesting name, I have to say. Yeah, I was intrigued when I read it.
In fact, it's going to be a 3,000 square feet breakfast spot, but it transitions into a bar at night.
This is a very Barcelona concept. You know, Barcelona has a lot of, and it, in fact, I remember saying when I was in Barcelona that if I ever open something of my own, it'll be a breakfast spot that transitions into a bar, because then you can siesta in the afternoon and then just come back in the evening and, you know, serve drinks.
Yeah, and here this is going to actually serve craft brews by Pune's Moonshine Meadery and Great State Ale Works. And also Bombay Duck Brewing from Bombay, which is supposed to...
which is a brewery that is...
has been around, has been doing a small sort of events.
Yeah, and they will officially open soon. We don't have a confirmation on when yet. But from what we've tried of Bombay Duck and Great State, they're both very promising breweries. And like I said, the concept sounds unique enough to get our attention. There's also, like, you know, speaking just about a bar concept, there's something called Goya, which is slated to open in Baikala East next month, or which is Feb. And Goya is going to be like a 70-seat space, which will serve small plates, small world plates. Mm-hmm. And it's being set up by Siddharth Somaya, who ran the Bauhaus Company, which was a Bao sandwich delivery service in Colaba. Really good. It's unfortunate that it's closed. And Somaya has partnered with Mariki Sales, or Silas. I'm not sure if we're pronouncing her name correctly, but she's a mixologist from New York who worked at Le Bernardin, which is like sort of a Michelin-awarded French restaurant from New York. And at Goya, they have something that they're calling an interactive bar, and it's going to have a cocktail-centric menu. And interestingly, Somaya will be making his own breads and sauces and tofu, basically a whole list of ingredients that they then plan to retail from the restaurant. Also, it's an interesting location for the restaurant.
Yeah, Baikala East. It's pretty surprising that they've chosen
but
that.
There really aren't too many, you know, these
there
fancy
was something called Lionheart that opened opposite.
But I think Lionheart is still around, but it's not in the same league.
Yeah. And you know, this Goya is a multi-cuisine restaurant, and that's been a trend that has been very popular.
Yeah, they prefer to euphemize this and say world plates.
World plates, or just another way of saying multi-cuisine. And I think that, you know, there's been no getting away from this. Everybody has been, like, following this trend because it's just offering people as many possible things as you can, sort of hedging your bets. And similarly, there's something called Treats of the World that's going to open in Thane at the end of this month. May have already opened by the time our podcast is out, and it's going to open at Kemp's Corner in a little bit later. But this is owned by the guys who run the popular vegetarian restaurant called 29. Now, 29, I believe, Pran, you've been there, right? It serves dishes from the 29 states.
That's right. And
India.
It's very popular in the area, which has a lot of vegetarians.
Yeah.
I've been there, and to be honest, I found it pretty mediocre, but it's got a lot of takers.
Yeah, it's very popular. I just wonder if they suddenly add another state, whether they're going to change their name, because that's constantly happening. Well, they are going to open Treats of the World. Now, Treats of the World, as the name suggests, is going to specialize in desserts. It's going to be a multi-cuisine menu, though, and it will have food from over 35 countries. So I don't know how come, well, they couldn't possibly do all 200 plus countries that are there in the world, but they're going to do like we said, specialize in desserts, and they're all going to be egg and gelatin free. So it is a
Gen
safe restaurant.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going there.
Anyway, this is what you can get there should you choose to go. Egyptian basbousa.
Yes.
Russian medovik.
Y'all can Google these items.
And this one is easy. Fried Mars bars. It
that
sounds completely gross.
I've eaten it. I've had it. It's a popular sort of London...
is it a hangover snack?
What do you
or
call it? You know, when you go to sort of Brighton to the, the fair.
Yeah. It's a popular it is very fair popular, treat, but it just know, sounds so really disgusting.
Like, yeah.
Sadly, Treats of the World isn't the only multi-cuisine restaurant on our list. There's also the weirdly named Rezo, and this is spelt H-R-E-Z-Z-O. And this is in Ghatkopar. It's a new vegetarian restaurant.
Not surprised that it's vegetarian.
Yeah, exactly. And it's spread over 5,000 square feet. It's got an alfresco space and a couple of dining rooms. And it has stuff like zucchini salad, mushroom galotti, and mapo tofu.
You know, it's a nice looking space. And I feel like, you know, given the popularity of restaurants in that R City Mall, I think that Rezo actually has...
This is an R City Mall, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. So we've been really crisscrossing the city from Colaba to Khar, from Juhu to Thane to Ghatkopar. And now finally we go to a place that belongs to no one, the sea.
What do you mean it belongs to no one?
And everyone. There, you know, suddenly we've got like... we had Susie Wong all those years ago, and then that closed down. But we've got another... sort of restaurant in the sea. We've had AB Celestial, which opened a little while ago, sometime last year. And now Ark Deccan Bar opened a little while ago, I think last week. Now, this is another floating restaurant. It serves European fare, stuff like, you know, rosemary and vanilla grouper, spinach ricotta sikas, steamed lotus snapper, Shiraz braised goat shanks. The menu sounds a bit generic, but like I think the experience, everybody just likes the experience of being out in the sea in this city. And to get to this, to get to the restaurant, you need to take a speedboat from near the Bandra Worli Sea Link jetty.
Yeah, and they also said that they're going to have like an in-house DJ and a lot of... They hope to host a lot of private parties here.
I think that's what's going to happen with this place.
You know, and the boat's going to have like two LED lights to announce it. So, I don't know. I think maybe we should plan an outing to Ark Deccan Bar, it sounds.
Well, technically, I guess we can say that Ark Deccan Bar is... a Bandra restaurant.
Yeah, because it's on our side of the sea link. So, another restaurant in Bandra, actually, speaking of Ark, I was reminded of Jacqueline Fernandez's new place, which has been Vogue announced that she will be opening a restaurant. She's partnering with Mishali Sanghani, who also runs Pali Village Cafe and Pali Bhavan, both in the Pali Naka area in Bandra. And this is going to be a Thai restaurant. We know that it's designed by Ashish Shah, who is like the architect of the celebrities. It was meant to open late last year, but obviously that's been delayed and we don't have a confirmation on what month. But yeah, this is something to look out for because that is a very popular dining street in Bandra.
Yeah, and speaking of places that were supposed to open last year, there's also another Thai place which we talked about actually, I think on the last time we did this episode, exactly, I mean, a little over a year ago, a place called Mango Tree, which is supposed to open in Horizon Hotel in Juhu. Now, this is a property from... I mean, it's all over the world. It's in Hong Kong, it's in London, and it's in Dubai.
Yeah, it's originally a restaurant from London.
Okay.
And, you know, they say it's casual dining, but it's in a hotel, and it's going to be spread over 3,000 square feet. And it's been designed by Black Sheep, which is like this UK design firm that, you know, their work, you'll be familiar with some of their work, the Wagamama chain, the Mandarin Oriental, and Jamie's Italian in London are some of their projects.
Yeah. And Jamie's Italian, of course, is one of, I think, the restaurants that were a bit of a disappointment last year, another hyped opening that happened. And we've actually not seen any branches from them, surprisingly. But, you know, Mango Tree's slated to open around April, around when Kala Ghoda will get another restaurant. This is something called Rue de Liban. It's going to specialize in Levantine fare. And this will be run by the same guys who own Gustoso, which is a pizza chain. That's in Bandra and Kemp's Corner. So that's a pretty whopping list. And but we should also mention a couple of places that have opened this year already. You know, we're at the end of the month and we've already got a couple of big openings. One of which has been Kitchen Gardening opening in BKC. Now, Kitchen Garden is, you know, run by the folks who run Suzette. It's another popular place. It's
Bandra's favorite salad and smoothie bar. And they've opened in BKC in Maker Max City. You know, similar menu, like an expanded menu is what I've heard. Really nice looking space, a lot of potted plants, you know, similar sort of aesthetic. And I guess the crowd will be really different because here you get a lot of the gym, you know, fitness, the good looking model crowd. And there it's going to be
office crowd.
Office crowd.
Yeah.
So yeah, interesting that they chose BKC. We can't end this list without mentioning the Wine Rack, which is you know, it opened at in Phoenix Mills. It's by a Delhi-based restauranter called Ashish Dev Kapoor, and
he runs places like Yo China, the wine company, and Antares, which he co-owns, I think, with Sarah Todd,
who in Goa.
In Goa, Antares she's a former MasterChef consultant.
Right. In fact, Sarah Todd has also drafted the menu at the Wine Rack. Again, it's like multi-cuisine. You know, she's got stuff like smoked pork chops, Kolhapuri Ran, snapper ceviche, and Bangkok-style sev puri.
So, I wonder what that is. But this place is... So, you know, specializes in wine, and they have a wine shop, and they've got over 300 labels, which they...
A wine shop within the restaurant.
Within a restaurant, they're going to retail them at wholesale prices, so I suppose that's a big
And they encourage
incentive.
You to order by the bottle, not by the glass.
Yeah, it's a really interesting looking space, but I'm... Very nice looking space, but let's see how it sort of works out in the Phoenix Mills area.
It's also in a kind of jinx spot in Phoenix Mills. One of those places, there is a lot of places have opened there, and I think have shut... But yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so that's our list of openings for 2018.
It's a huge list.
And it's enough to keep you going since it will work. This is our last episode.
So you can listen to it many times.
Yeah, just bookmark this one because... And maybe some of this will get you hungry. We've already told you what the big ones are at the start of the episode.
Yeah. So that's it from Pronuti,
Purva,
and Amit.
And maybe we'll be back soon with another podcast someday. Who knows? Meanwhile, keep following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're The Daily Pow.